It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A federal court judge has recently ruled that inmates who received mandatory life sentences for offenses committed when they were juveniles should have an opportunity to be resentenced. There are currently 363 so-called juvenile lifers. Carrie McGee is a civil rights attorney and one of a group of lawyers providing free legal counsel for those inmates affected by the ruling. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jen. It's nice to be here.
So there is scientific research that says the brain development of a juvenile and the way that affects decision making is different than what you would see in an adult. How can that research help some of these individuals make the case for reduced sentencing or parole?
That type of science was introduced in association with the Miller versus Alabama decision, which was a U.S. Supreme Court case that came down ruling that mandatory life without parole sentences for juveniles was unconstitutional in violation of the Eighth Amendment because it constituted cruel and unusual punishment. But also science and social science have demonstrated that the brain continues to show fundamental differences and that as a result, children who are involved in crimes really don't have the same recognition of the significance of their actions. They're much more likely to engage in impulsivity and reckless behavior. They're more vulnerable to negative influences and outside pressures from family and from peers. They're limited in control of their own environment and lack the ability to extricate themselves from, you know, horrific situations, family environments, crime-producing settings. And I think the significance of this, as recognized in Miller, is that when we go back to look at these individuals who were convicted when they were 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, that these are factors that need to be considered to determine whether the sentence that was given to them was an appropriate sentence, and also things to be considered when reviewing them for parole, because many of these individuals, as you indicated, over 300, in Michigan, are serving life without parole sentences. Many have been in prison for decades.
Carrie, what kinds of cases are we talking about here in Michigan?
These would be convictions for murder, for first-degree murder. But understand, first-degree murder can involve situations where a juvenile was present during a felony where a murder was committed, and that juvenile may not have intended that a murder occur. They may not have even participated in the killing, and yet because they were there under felony murder theories and aiding and abetting theories, they are convicted of first-degree murder, and at the time there was no discretion given to the judges, and mandatory life without parole was the sentence that was issued to them.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has argued against resentencing these juvenile lifers, and he says the families of the victims shouldn't have to again experience the trauma of these crimes after the cases were considered resolved. How do you respond to that argument?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that we absolutely recognize how extremely difficult this type of situation is on the family of the victims. It's never an easy situation. However, we would hope that the families of the victims would want to better understand the mitigating circumstances that existed at the time that the crime was committed to make sure that the sentences were equitable, that they were proportional to their participation in the crime and to their maturity level at the time that the crime was committed.
Carrie, do you think beyond this ruling around resentencing for juvenile lifers that Michigan needs to take a look at the way it deals with juveniles as a whole in the judicial system?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I will say to you, I am not a criminal attorney. I do civil rights law. But I would say that, for one thing, in Michigan, when juveniles are convicted of crimes, they are not provided with rehabilitation services that are consistent with their age. And in addition to that, in many instances, juveniles are placed in adult prisons when they're convicted of crimes. And this leads to some very difficult and violent situations.
Carrie McGee is a civil rights attorney and founding partner of the law firm Pitt, McGee, Palmer, Rivers, and Golden, PC. Carrie, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.